the rate at which the technology is changing. You have to keep up with the technology, otherwise you become obsolete.
Hello and welcome to the ERP Organizational Change Journal podcast, brought to you by Nestle & Associates. Nestle & Associates is an ERP organizational change management firm serving the private equity industry. I'm your co-host, Jonathan Donald, the founder of Invert Ventures, a change strategy firm, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, Dr. Jack Nestle, the founder of Nestle & Associates, and the host of the ERP Organizational Change Journal podcast. The ERP Organizational Change Journal seeks to share expertise, insight, and create effective conversation to help guide ERP organizational change to real, measurable, and verified success, expanding what we can see so we can act in a more effective way. We seek to promote, connect, and foster relationships in the ERP organizational change community. The primary purpose of this podcast is to discuss, share, and reflect upon effective and efficient ways in which to realize ERP organizational change success. We will discuss the people, process, and technological components of ERP organizational change. This podcast is intended as a forum to study, share, and discuss ERP organizational change.
This podcast is brought to you by Nestle & Associates, a private equity, merger and acquisition, digital transformation, leadership, advisory, and consulting services firm. In today's episode, How Artificial Intelligence is Transforming ERP Systems, we have a great conversation with guest Dr. Sam Gundar. We will dive into his book, Enterprise Systems and Technological Convergence, Research and Practice, as we examine artificial intelligence in general and the impact AI will have on ERP systems specifically. If you want to learn more about Sam, you can find his full bio in his episode page, www.nestleassociates.com/podcast episodes. Dr. Gundar has a passion for ERP research and has published some interesting, insightful, and applicable work. Dr. Gundar is an international academic, having taught at 12 universities in 10 different countries, and he was a research fellow with the United Nations University. I personally am a fan of his work, and I'm so happy to have him on our show today. Joining us from Hanoi, Vietnam, Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Really looking forward to this conversation. So first, Sam, please tell our listeners more about yourself.
Well, as you have already mentioned, that I have been academic for a very long time. Apart from that, I am the editor-in-chief of the International Journal of Blockchains and Cryptocurrencies, that is published by InderScience Publishers, editor-in-chief of the International Journal of Fog Computing, that is published by IGI Global, and section editor of the Journal of Education and Information Technologies, published by Springer, and former editor-in-chief of the International Journal of Cloud Applications and Computing, published by. My book, Enterprise Systems and Technical Convergence, Research and Practice, was published in February this year. This is the book that we are going to talk about today. It is available from the publisher, Information Age Publishers, based in North Carolina, USA, and it is also available from Amazon. Apart from doing research on enterprise systems, I also do research on blockchains, fog computing, mobile cloud computing, educational technologies, information systems, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and a range of other emerging technologies. And at the moment, I'm a senior lecturer in ICT at the British University in Vietnam.
Well, that's great, Sam. So in other words, you keep pretty busy.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of being an academic, especially an academic in computer science, you know, the rate at which the technology is changing, you have to keep up with the technology, otherwise you become obsolete.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, thanks for that intro, Sam. You have some very interesting and fascinating work, and we'll be sure to include all of that in our show notes. So thank you very much. So Sam, In your book titled Enterprise Systems and Technological Convergence, Research and Practice, you discuss ERP and technological convergence. So first, how would you define ERP?
Jacob, there have been a number of books published on ERP, and a number of authors have defined ERP, a number of researchers have defined ERP. But for me, ERP is like a software that is responsible for making information, reporting information and functions widely. It is supposed to be a software that looks after all the functions within the organization and integrates them, because the way we started using business information systems is that we started using them separately in silos, like an information system for accounting, an information system for sales, and information systems for customer service. But when we got the enterprise systems, specifically ERP systems, it was able to integrate all different systems. So ERP systems are quite comprehensive applications that support and connect all aspects of an organization's business processes. And as I said earlier, whether these are business processes are connected with the accounting function, human resources, marketing, purchasing, manufacturing, or anything at all in the organization, it can become part of the ERP system and they can share the common database. So this common database sort of avoids redundant information, duplication of work. It is like a one-stop shop to get all your information. And ERP systems is nothing new. It has been around for quite some time, from early 1990s. And ever since that, there has been a lot of research and development of ERP systems. And today, ERP systems provide accessibility, flexibility, and consistency across all major business functions. Organizations that use ERP systems have a better chance of being sustainable in an ever-changing and competitive business environment. Modern ERP systems, enterprise systems, have now become more intelligent, intuitive, cloud-based, and now they have evolved to more than just doing back-office tasks and processing back-office tasks. Modern enterprise systems take care of customers, customer relationship management systems, suppliers, supply chain management systems, employees, human resource information systems, and at the same time, it assists the executive management in making decisions. For example, decision support systems. Nowadays, a lot of organizations, especially retail organizations, interact with their customers through social media. So social media has allowed for more immediate and direct communication that shifts expectation for businesses and consumers alike. Customers are now writing about their experiences of dealing with their organizations on social media, for example, Facebook, and the enterprise, modern enterprise systems, intelligent enterprise systems, ERP systems, are able to capture these reviews, analyze, and report it to management about what the customer feedback is. When I was reading about ERP systems in a research by Von Brook and others published in 2018, they talk about how in the years ahead, enterprise systems will be subject to significant changes as they see more applications empowered by artificial intelligence, primarily due to substantial advances in machine learning algorithms. Areas such as the natural language processing, deep neural networks, or self-service analytics are probably some of the prime beneficiaries of machine learning applications. By adding artificial intelligence capabilities to enterprise systems, the authors see that enterprise systems are able to sense and dynamically respond to the environment, as well as because of the machine learning that is taking place, the enterprise systems learn and evolve and become better. The evolving intelligent enterprise systems will represent a new class of systems and become a key element in the future work environment. The design of intelligent enterprise systems comes with many interesting challenges for information systems research, and one of the important areas is the design principles of this intelligent enterprise systems and the way it is going to interact with users.
That's a great definition and insight, Sam. Thank you for that. You know, it's just the value of ERP systems is incredible, but so are the challenges. And in addition to that, and one of the reasons I enjoy your work so much is just fascinated by where ERP systems are headed, right? And so I'm looking forward here to exploring that idea further. So Sam, you know, your book is all about, you know, really business systems and ERP and technological convergence. What does technological convergence mean?
I'm going to start with a simple example. 20 years ago, when you wanted to take a photo, you would use a camera. When you wanted to call someone, you will use a phone. When you wanted to do some computations, you will use a calculator or a spreadsheet. And if you wanted to search for something on the internet, you would go on your computer. So these different technologies of phone telecommunications, that is a phone, photography, that is cameras, computations, and internet connectivity, they have now converged into your smartphone. So now, if you have a smartphone, imagine the number of things that you can do on your smartphone, which 20 years ago, you had to use 10 or 15 different technologies to be able to do all that. So that is what technical convergence is. It is the integration, the coming together of different technologies so that within the palm of our hands, we have a device that enables us to do as many things as possible. So that is a simple example of technical convergence. Another example of technological convergence is information communications technology, ICT. For example, before ICT, before information communications technology, information was either disseminated through print media, we read newspapers, or we read news through audio, through radios, or audio and TV, that is through the old television systems. To consume this information, an individual is required to pay for newspapers and access three different channels, three different mediums, or devices, for example, your newspapers, the radio station, and your TV. Now, you can do it on a web page through the internet. They have all converged. So, on the same technology on your web page through the internet, you can read, you can hear audio, and you can watch video. So, ICT, information communications technology, is a good example of technical convergence. And with this convergence, the good thing is that we have control in terms of when we want to read something, when we want to hear something, when we want to watch something. We are able to pause, we are able to rewind, we are able to forward and things like that. We are able to save it, we are able to bookmark it. So again, you can see that this technological convergence has made our lives very comfortable. So with this simple example, we can say that the integration of different technologies into one is the technological convergence. Already we can see converged technologies like artificial intelligence, blockchains, robotics, bioinformatics, data science are converging to provide totally automated and intelligent services that did not exist before. I read an article called The Technological Convergence Innovation, authored by Adams, Tarikhani, and Pitasi in 2018. And they discuss the acceleration and integration of everything. So they call it AIE, integration of everything. That is, all forms of electronic devices into a distributed communication grid that will inexorably, ubiquitously change the way we exist towards a convergent singularity of robotics, informatics, genetics, and nanotechnology. The changes may be more than the collective or individual human psyche, they are prepared to engage and will require that societies get used to these changes and incorporate them. The use of ICT is also important for sociology, as it is for any other subjects, as it influences and is influenced by different kinds of policy and about citizenship.
Well, thank you so much for that, Sam. That was so interesting, and especially the idea of acceleration and integration of everything, or as you'd mentioned, AIE. And the comment you made about the changes, maybe more than the collective or individual human psyche is prepared to engage and will require that societies get used to these changes and incorporate them. You know, that's just a really, really interesting idea that we'll explore more here later in this podcast. But Sam, as a follow-up, what does technological convergence mean in the context of ERP systems?
Well, look, for ERP systems, if you look at an organization that uses an ERP system, for example, if it is a manufacturing organization, then it might have many different other types of systems. For example, it has so many different types of plants and equipment and different software to control different plants and equipment, the manufacturing lines and the manufacturing processes, and so forth. So again, what we are talking about technical convergence in the context of ERP systems is that these ERP systems are able to converge with the existing technologies that exist, because we all know that ERP systems are vendor-based and they are proprietary. So how can an organization's existing systems converge, integrate with vendors' ERP systems? Organizations and its enterprises do not have any other alternative, you know. I mean, they have different divisions, right, different functions, operations, and diverse systems and technologies. And because of different technologies existing within the organization, different systems, different software, some software might be based on artificial intelligence, some software might be based on the Internet of Things, different databases. So the alternative is to converge. The alternative is to integrate all the different systems within the organizations with ERP systems. For organizations that are geographically dispersed, converged technologies like cloud computing and services on the web are the alternatives. If you are part of a supply chain, for example, you are a manufacturing organization and part of your supply chain is from where you get your raw materials, and then after your products are manufactured, you move it on to logistics. So for supply chain management, it means finding ways to converge different organizations within the supply chain, its systems, different networks, different processes, and everything else with each other. Again, technological convergence. So the idea is to find a technology that is compatible, that is able to integrate, that is able to converge different technologies from different organizations into each other so that they are able to work together. So looking at what was published by Wormbrook and others in 2018 in the research paper titled Future of Work and Enterprise Systems, they talk about intelligent enterprise systems, IES. And according to them, a large part of current artificial intelligence projects addresses the optimization of existing business tasks. Exemplary are chatbot projects to optimize customer contact in call centers. They often mention predictive maintenance projects that is able to target and reduce maintenance costs. We all know about Industry 4.0 and the transformational approach of Industry 4.0, which changes mass production into individual production, customization, preparing customized products for customers. Examples of innovative transformation initiatives, talking about Internet of Things by multinational enterprises and AI-based transformation initiatives, where we are able to use novel business models with unforeseeable repercussions on traditional business models. Data science is another technology there is a converged technology which is gaining quite a lot of traction with enterprise systems as well for analyzing big data for better decisions, because organizations nowadays collect very huge amounts of data. We do not know whether enterprise systems have the capability of analyzing this big data, because big data is unstructured data in form of audio, in form of video, in form of user responses by an emoji and things like that.
Really fascinating. Sam, you sound like you know a little bit about technological convergence, emerging technologies, and ERP. just amazing. So, Sam, that being said, clearly you're an expert in the field and you have a passion for this discipline. But what was the main purpose of writing, contributing to, and editing the book? Again, for our listeners, it's titled Enterprise Systems and Technological Convergence, Research and Practice. What drove your desire to put that book together?
Well, we consider ourselves as users of enterprise systems, not vendors. So for us, enterprise systems seems like a forgotten area of research amongst academics and researchers. Compared to technologies like cloud computing or artificial intelligence, the number of enterprise systems papers published is considerably low. It seems most of the research happens at the vendor's end, not the user's. So the idea was to provide users' perspective of enterprise systems in this book, especially the convergence of different technologies with enterprise systems. This book provides an insight into what is being practiced from the user's perspective, and the chapter authors in this book are academics, researchers, and enterprise ERP systems users. Enterprise systems have been used for many years to attend for an organization. But, technology is dynamic, technology is changing, and rapid technological disruptions are now creating new challenges and opportunities that require urgent consideration. This book reappraises the implementation and management of enterprise systems in the digital age and investigates the link between business processes, information technology, and the internet for an organization's competitive advantage and success. This book primarily focuses on the implementation, operation, management, and integration of enterprise systems with fast emerging disruptive technologies such as blockchains, big data, cryptocurrencies, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, data mining, and data analytics. These disruptive technologies are now becoming mainstream, and the book proposes several innovations that organizations need to adopt to remain competitive within this rapidly changing landscape. In addition, it examines enterprise systems, their components, architecture, and application, and enlightens readers on the benefits and shortcomings of implementing ERP systems. This book contains primary research on organizations, case studies, and benchmarks ERP implementation against international best practice. It also focuses on convergence of technologies to create the best practices for using enterprise systems and streamlining operations. The target audience for this book will be readers interested in enterprise systems, ERP systems, and management information systems. They will primarily be academics, researchers, and postgraduate level students. This book will also be of interest to industry practitioners, such as IT professionals, government officials, and others who are working in this field. Postgraduate students studying enterprise systems can use the book as a reference guide to study the application of enterprise systems in real-world organizations. Academics can incorporate the book as a recommended textbook or a supplementary reading for courses on enterprise systems, ERP systems, and management information systems. Industry practitioners can use the book to benchmark the implementation operation in their organizations.
Yeah, and the book is, again, it's highly recommended. And Sam, I do agree, as you'd mentioned, there's a real place for this work in practice. You know, the work that you're doing and fellow academics and researchers, there's a lot to learn from this work, especially in my view, from more vendor independent research. So just fascinating work that is certainly applicable to practitioners. Sam, your book, Enterprise Systems and Technological Convergence, Research and Practice, does a great job, in my view, of taking a sound academic research-based way of studying AI in the context of ERP. But you perform a literature review for this topic in general and for the book. You established research questions. You prepared a sound methodology, and then you present the results and findings. Can you share with our listeners as your final concluding thoughts on this work?
Well, what I can conclude is ERP systems embedded with the artificial intelligence looks to be the future of ERP systems. Integration of AI into our ERP systems will solve many of the problems that I identified earlier, as well as many other problems that we have and that we will have. There are many advantages of AI inclusion in ERP systems, however, and it can only be capitalized if businesses show an openness and take time to understand and utilize this technology. AI is shifting the dynamics in the workflow by making humans be able to perform high-value work, that is to make smarter, well-informed decisions based on what information from the data ERP system capture. AI-integrated ERP systems are evolving and getting better day in and day out, hence giving rise to more accurate analysis and release of information to the human decision-making faction. ERP with AI inclusion is essential for improving efficiency and having a competitive edge in the market today. AI will empower organizations to better optimize the business operating model, applications, as well as supremacy over the technology infrastructure. Artificial intelligence will undoubtedly change and influence the future of ERP systems and will undoubtedly have decisive impact on the business of the future, regardless of the size or industry. But in order to gain value from new technological advances, organizations need to revise their current technology strategies and be prepared to change and adapt to the developments. Artificial intelligence as an integrated part of the ERP system will affect the very essence of daily operations, enhancing the efficiency of the organization's operation as a whole.
Were there any surprises or any intriguing information that you discovered that you personally didn't expect?
Well, I was surprised by the slow response in integrating AI into ERP systems on the vendor side. Most other ERP vendors do not mention the integration of AI into the ERP systems. SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft are large-scale, expensive ERP systems that most small to medium enterprises might not be able to afford. This means that most organizations will not be able to use the capabilities of AI-embedded ERP systems. But with my chapter and book publications, your podcast, Jack, and the work that you are doing in making customers and users aware of the advantages of artificial intelligence-integrated ERP systems with AI capabilities, and things will change. After all, the customer is the king.
That's right. And thank you, Sam, for mentioning that. You know, it is the purpose of the ERP Organizational Change Journal podcast to share the work of our colleagues and friends and practitioners. You know, again, I think the work that you've done and our colleagues and all this great research is highly applicable, and we need to consider and reflect upon some of this great work in all areas of ERP and organizational change. So thank you for that, because that is absolutely a mission of our podcast, is just to share and collaborate. As fellow researchers and educators, we absolutely benefit from learning from our colleagues and friends, from both boots on the ground as well as, you know, researchers. But how would you summarize this conversation? That is, if you had to distill your work into, let's say, 3 or 4 sentences, what would you say to ERP organizational change practitioners in terms of applying the great work and experience that you offer up?
So I'll start off by saying that ERP systems over the years have been developing, and that will not be able to function without the ERP systems. But do not forget your customers. understand the user side of ERP system as well. We need to acknowledge that the digital transformation of our work and lives has accelerated to a point of no return because of the coronavirus pandemic. In the new normal, technologies like ERP systems are expected to deliver what human beings were delivering pre-pandemic. Our ERP systems need to get prepared and customized for such provisions. Artificial intelligence, once embedded into ERP systems, will enable us to understand our customers better and help us make intelligent decisions in this competitive business environment. AI will also assist us in automating all those routine ERP tasks done by human beings so that in time to come, we can have intelligent autonomous systems.
Great insight to leave us with. Thank you so much. Keep in touch, my friend.
Sure. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Listeners, we hope you've gained some valuable insight from our focus on Sam's work, his book, and our conversation surrounding AI and its impact on ERP success. Please be sure to check out Sam's episode page as we have a transcript of our deep dive with Sam, and we have this conversation posted in full, as well as several bonus questions and answers in PDF. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. We are incredibly grateful to have friends, colleagues, and mentors join us on our podcast. Thank you, listeners, for being with us as we seek to promote, connect, and foster relationships in the ERP organizational change community and contribute to success by bringing research and practice closer together. You can find all the show notes and episode highlights for this and all of our episodes by visiting nestleassociates.com/podcast-home. Join us again next week as we discuss the latest ERP organizational change research, practice, and stories. And don't forget to subscribe to the ERP OCJ podcast. We've upped our game here at the ERP OCJ. We will be rolling out some positive changes for our listeners over the next few episodes. Hashtag the ERP OCJ.
Listeners, thank you for joining us on today's episode. We are incredibly excited and grateful to have friends, colleagues, and mentors join us on our podcast. We have an incredible lineup of guests, including ERP and organizational change speakers, authors, professors, researchers, pioneers in the field, practitioners, PE partners, business executives, ERP vendors, and organizational stakeholders. Our podcast draws on knowledge from extensive research, collaborative learning, practitioner experience of both project successes and project failures. We hope that you find this podcast useful as we share lessons learned, discover best practices, and explore the human elements and components of ERP organizational change. We invite you to leave us feedback and a review because we want to make this the most useful and insightful podcast you listen to, and we need your help to do so.
Thank you, listeners, for being with us again this week as we seek to, one, promote, connect, and foster relationships in the ERP organizational change community, two, contribute to the field of ERP organizational change, and three, bring research and practice closer together. Please join us again next week as we discuss the latest ERP organizational change research, practice, and stories. Our podcast will draw on knowledge from extensive research, collaborative learning, and practitioner expertise and experience.
From everyone here on the team, Jack, and myself, we wish you a great week, and we hope to see you again soon on another episode.
Hashtag the ERP Organizational Change Journal. Have a fantastic week.
Bye for now.